Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Rejoice and praise. Psalm 33, verse 1. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise from the upright is beautiful. Years ago, there was a television program, The Andy Griffith Show. And one of the characters that was beloved and a source of great humor was Barney Fife. I recall when he was in a choir and his voice was so off key and so loud that it was an embarrassment. The humor was that he had no idea how bad he really sounded. And it was an embarrassment to the rest of the choir because the more they tried to keep him quiet, the louder he sang. They finally came to the point where they recorded the voice of another professional singer and overrode his voice so that he had the idea that it was his voice that was being heard rather than the professional singer. Of course, it was a source of great enjoyment for everyone else, and pride from this man that could hardly carry a tune. I wonder how many times we are very much like that. We take pride in the things we have no business taking pride in. But regardless of whether we can carry a tune or not, we can rejoice in the Lord. We can have praise in our heart. You see, the praise is not what other people hear, not what other people can experience that is going on in our heart. It is between the Lord and us. When we rejoice and praise in the Lord, it is going directly from our heart to His heart. And I want you to know that the Lord enjoys, delights in our praise. My advice to myself as well as to others who listen and read this daily devotional is that we might rejoice and praise more and more as the days pass. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we can rejoice and praise in your name. I pray that as we come closer and closer to the time when we will be with you forever in eternity, that our praise might be more perfect and true in your sight. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word. And you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.